Welcome into the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, an athletic communications assistant in the Augustana University Athletics Department. This is the 25th episode of the Viking Voices podcast, so with it being the 25th edition of the podcast, you're going to hear from a total of four student athletes in this two-part edition. In the first part, you'll hear from the women's golf student athletes Emily Israelson and Callie Troutman. In the second half, you'll hear from women's tennis student athletes Berkeley Dar and Caitlin Schultz. So without further ado, let's get rolling. This is the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee, with two women's golf student athletes, Emily Israelson and Callie Troutman. I'm your host, Austin Bramley. Guys, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for having us today.
Obviously, we'll get into this more in detail, but the weather has not been cooperative for you guys for women's golf.
No, we haven't been a fan, yeah.
Just kind of talk about that, and I guess you both can just answer this question, or we can kind of flip-flop whatever you guys really want to do. But it's been challenging this spring, especially, you know, with the weather in South Dakota and in the Midwest. You're supposed to have your Augustana Invitational here in Sioux Falls, and that got moved to Vermilion last week. And then you're unable to really even get that in due to the weather. So just kind of talk about the frustrations that causes as a spring sport, and especially with golf when your sport has to be outside.
Right. I think it's obviously frustrating. I think we understand it. We've all gone through this before, but I think we can all say this is our worst year, at least in our 4 years here so far.
Never had a spring like
no.
this,
yeah.
Where we've only been able to golf outside one time.
So. Yeah.
Carney, so.
Right, and it's a little tough because now we're almost, our first tournament out in California was a month ago.
Yeah.
And then we were in some difficult weather even in Kearney, Nebraska, and then we went to Arizona, but now we've had 2 weeks off of absolutely nothing again. So it's a little frustrating.
It's a lot of hitting inside and
yeah.
not quite knowing where the ball is going to go. And yeah.
And I don't know, it has to also kind of be a challenge with you know, being a student athlete too. I mean, as far as having to deal with like professors and, you know, missing class, maybe it's not so much with you guys, but I know with a lot of spring sports, you know, you're supposed to play here, but then you don't, and you end up moving your golf tournament up or whatnot. Talk about just making sure that you can maintain that academic success along with your golf success when you really don't know where you're going to be playing next, or if you really are going to be playing that weekend.
Right, we've been pretty fortunate so far this year. This past week with our tournament was really the only change we've had to make, especially comparative to what I've known that baseball and softball and track have gone through in the past few weeks. But it's still difficult, and we always say it's tough for us because we are truly gone for about 4 or 5 days at a time, and we're busy. You know, our rounds
yeah.
take 6 or 7 hours, and so to maintain your studies while you're gone is important, and we try really hard to
communicate the best we can with
yeah.
the teachers and. Give them an advance, but
and so we work really yeah, and we work really hard when we're on the road too. Of the minute we get back and we're done playing, we're doing homework. So that's just the part of the struggle, but it's a great thing to have. And you know, academics is so important to our team too. So we understand the two.
Right. Again, this is the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee, with two women's golf student athletes, Emily Israelson and Callie Troutman. You guys have been able to go to some pretty cool places over your careers, not only this year, but you know, in the last years, as you guys are both seniors. Talk about, you know, those, just the experiences you've been able to travel and go to some pretty awesome warm destinations when it's cold and crappy here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, for sure. We're so grateful for all the opportunities that we've had with Augustana Women's Golf. I think because we play at such a high caliber, we're able to travel to some really fun places. We got to go to Houston this year, to California, obviously, Arizona. So we've been able to play kind of all around the nation, which is awesome. And I think it's because of how well our program does. And
yeah, I mean, you get to go to cool places when you get to play with the top programs in the nation.
Yeah, that's
and
the best part.
We've gotten to do that. And so I think, I know, but the three of us seniors were so... we look back on our time and how great of an experience it's been because we've gotten to play with the best of the best and play at some of the best courses. We can.
Right. Mm-hmm. And obviously you two and then the other senior in your class obviously gets a lot of credit for how successful this program has been. But in your eyes, what do you think is the main reason why this program has been so successful, you know, for a long time.
Right. I think we have to obviously give our coach a lot of credit.
Yeah, Coach Peggy Kirby, there's honestly nobody better. And success kind of, when you're around it, you get better. So when other players are constantly pushing you, then you're going to push yourself even harder to do your best.
I mean, we have 8 strong players on our team that could compete every week. So she's making tough decisions every week. Not only give her credit with coaching, though, of what she teaches us and her knowledge about the game, but obviously her ability to recruit top student athletes. I know, like we always say, the people she recruited before us is what led us, a lot of us, to come here. And these are students who are, or student athletes who are
great
in the classroom, and they want to be good in the golf course. And so she's recruiting people who want that experience. And those are some of the best that you can find. So a lot of the credit goes to her.
And she obviously recruited you two, and then Sierra Langley, the other senior on your squad. Has there been any cool, like, memories or funny stories that you guys can share about your time here at Augustana? I mean, you guys had a pretty successful run with you three seniors.
Right. Yeah, I think definitely at all the regional championships and national tournaments that we've gotten to play at, like, we are constantly reflecting this year about just great memories, like conference and winning those tournaments. But I definitely think my favorite memory would be at regionals when we shot 283 as a team, just because that's never been done in program.
It's something
that'll
be tough too. We remember that day as,
like,
we always say there was just something there. There was those final 2 days of that tournament where we knew
we were
we knew we had to go out there, and we knew that a lot of other people were gonna be playing well, and there was something that morning of where we just knew that our team bond was so strong, and you could just feel it in the air, kind of. And those are
the best.
Even that final day when we came in, we realized we did it, of where it was tough, and we all just played so well, and playing for each other, and all of that, of where it's something that's one of those tournaments that you remember for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite place that you get, or a course that you guys have been able to participate or golf in?
Over spring break, we always go to California, Palm Springs, and we get to stay and play at a really nice course called Tradition, and it's pretty much heaven on earth. There's
nothing like it.
It's unreal, so I would say that's probably my
favorite
course.
I think for sure, too. I'll say, though, I like our two courses where regionals and national are at this year. We played both of them in the fall, and I really like both of them, so that makes me excited for the next few weeks and kind of puts that extra drive in you to...
The regional course, I think, sets
really
up
well
for our team.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. It's a tough golf course, but
you have to hit shots.
Yeah.
You have to hit good quality
shots,
and I think a lot of us appreciate that about golf courses. So.
Right. Kind of switching gears here a little bit, but looking back at like your recruiting process, and each of you can kind of touch on this individually, but what kind of led you to Augustana? Tell us kind of your story on how you ended up here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. Well, my brother actually was at Augie before me.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3 years older than me, and so he was on the men's golf team. And he was always just telling me about the women's team and how much fun they had and how successful they were, and that they were at this tournament and won, you know, this. And I was kind of like, oh, wow, that's, you know, it sounds really great. I knew the academic experience that he was having, and that was something that I wanted as well. And so once I kind of met Coach Kirby, it kind of validated everything for me. It was the all-around package of I wanted to be a student first, but I also wanted to be an athlete that was playing at the top level, and I knew I could do that here. And something that was important to me is I wanted to see postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to win conference. I wanted to see a national championship, and I think that shows in the fact that we've gotten to go to 3. You know, I wanted to make sure I got to 1, and I've been at 3. So, I mean, that's kind of where I was thinking when I was recruited, and it's been everything I've ever wanted and more.
Mine's probably very similar to Callie's, where I love golf, but I wanted to be a student first, and Coach Kirby has a gift for selling the D2 experience. I think the reason why our program's been so strong is she gets possible D1 players, and she convinces them to go D2 because of the postseason aspect. There's quite a few girls on our team that could easily play D1 and could have gone D1, Sierra included. And Coach Kirby just kind of sells you the student athlete. You're going to get to be involved in the school and activities, but you also get to have great memories in the postseason, and it's been everything I could have dreamed of.
Yeah.
It was the perfect amount of golf,
the balance,
and school. And
I know when we were looking at, I mean, we can say that both of us were, you know, looking at some D1 programs, and you, it just didn't have the balance and the experience that I think I was looking for, and I knew it was, I was going to get it here.
Again, the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee with women's golf student athletes Emily Israelson and Callie Troutman. Guys, we talked about, you guys both touched on, you wanted to kind of be a student first and then the athlete, you know, portion comes next. I feel like a lot of student athletes at Augustana kind of have that same mentality, which is really good. What makes being a student athlete here at Augie so unique compared to maybe other schools as far as just small school, really academically strong? Kind of speak on that a little bit.
Especially with the nursing program, the teachers are so supportive, and they know how you're doing in athletics. They're always helping you with your schedule. I've never had a problem, and I think the small class sizes really helps with that. You create a personal relationship with your teachers and the community that surrounds you. Like, everyone knows kind of what's going on in each other's sports, so that really helps as a student athlete.
Yeah. And your ability, just with how kind of format of D2 and how it's set up, of the fact that we can still be in, not only in our classes, a majority of the time, we're not missing a lot of class time like some other programs might be, but we also can be in, like, student organizations. Like, I've loved that part of, that I get to still be involved academically in those activities and stuff on campus just as well as athletically.
What do you think that, what's the value of receiving an education from a school like Augie? Not only just, I mean, obviously your college degree is going to be great, but I feel like the alumni base here is pretty strong, and you're going to be able to connect with other alum throughout not only the region but the country, and then stay in contact with your teammates. And just talk about that part about being a student athlete, and how special that is.
Right. As I look back now, and we're about a month away from graduation for both of us, and I look back of what Augie's given me, and it's challenged me, it's pushed me, it's helped mold my way of thinking and how I see the world. And not only that, it is the community of where it, you understand that there's just people around you all the time that are so supportive. And I mean, I can vouch for the whole community aspect of where I met an alumni and worked with her, who then set me up with who I'm going to be working for after graduation. I mean, that is Augustana in a nutshell, kind of.
Tell our listeners what each of you are getting a degree in, and then what's next after Augustana, if you've, whether you have a job locked down or whether you're, what are you looking for, that type of thing.
So I am a nursing major at Augie, and I will be graduating this next month. I've applied for some job positions kind of everywhere, but I'm waiting to hear back about a nurse residency program in Nashville. So warmer weather.
Awesome.
You don't have to deal with these in April.
For sure.
I am a sport management and communications major, and I am actually working for the event company here in Sioux Falls, and so they're an event production company that specializes in nonprofit fundraisers and corporate events. So kind of going a different little bit off my, sort of off my degree a bit, but I had an internship within the semester, and everything just kind of worked out. So I'm excited. I'll be in Sioux Falls, still can be involved with Augie, and I'm excited about that.
Perfect. Well, anything else you ladies want to add or anything?
No.
All good? No. All right. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
Welcome back to the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, with two student athletes from the women's tennis program, Berkeley Dar and Caitlin Schultz. Ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Were you able to get to campus okay today? Obviously, you're here, so that's good. But
barely made it out of the parking lot.
Yeah. There's no parking available on campus,
no.
But it's whatever.
Lots and lots of snow in the Sioux Falls area, and there's really been a lot of snow and cold temperatures this spring, and you guys have been playing, obviously, your sport in the spring for a while now, and there's challenges with that, with the weather. And this spring has been probably one of the worst that I can remember as far as having to adjust spring sports, you know, schedules. And kind of talk about that. You guys like to play outside, I'm assuming more than inside. Talk about, you know, just how you've had to adjust this spring with the weather.
Well, we've only had like a couple matches that have been outdoors, and usually our regional matches are outdoors, and so we don't really get a lot of time during the season to practice that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times our matches obviously start in January, and so we don't ever play outside until the end of the year, and usually we would be playing outside by now, but I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Caitlin, talk about, you guys were able to go to Orlando for spring, and you're able to, you know, play outside during your spring break there. Talk about that experience and how, you know, this sport does provide the opportunity for you to go to a warmer destination and play.
Yeah, I think we all really enjoyed that just because it's obviously warmer and got a little bit of a tan maybe. But I think we would like to do that more often, but, I mean, it's fun while it lasts in the warmer weather. So.
And Berkeley, there has to be, you know, you guys were there for what, a week or so, right, in Orlando? So talk about, was there any cool like stories or funny memories you can talk about?
Yeah, we got to go out to eat at Planet Hollywood, and so they have this huge like jumbo screen, and we had all of our team members like up on the screen.
I wonder who made that.
Yeah. It was really cool because the whole place was like cheering and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So. That's awesome. Again, this is the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm with two Augustana women's tennis student athletes, Berkeley Dar and Caitlin Schultz. Guys, you guys have won numerous conference championships in a row, regular season, 9 consecutive, 99 consecutive NSIC matches in a row. What makes this program so successful in the NSIC?
I think our coach has a really, like, well, he's like the most competitive person out there, and so he really pushes us to do our best, and it's just kind of like a winning atmosphere, I guess you could say. So I think he does a good job with that and just like pushing us to play our best in those matches.
I think like everyone on our team is mentally strong too, mm-hmm. and I feel like if we get into close matches or tight points, I think we have the ability to pull it out because we just are mentally tough.
Talk about the just uniqueness of being a student athlete here at Augustana. Obviously, small campus, small class sizes, really academically driven. I mean, you got to be really high caliber student to go to this school, but then also to play a sport here, it has to, you know, there has to be that balance. Talk about the challenges and maybe the uniqueness and the rewards that you can get by being a student athlete here at Augustana.
I mean, playing a sport, it obviously keeps you extremely busy, mm-hmm. and you know, missing any school days for matches and traveling and stuff can take a toll, but I think with it being like a smaller campus, it's a lot easier to talk to your professors and kind of make up assignments and stuff, but it's really nice to also be able to do something that you love and have a team you can count on.
Yeah, definitely, and I think too, you kind of just learn how to do it. I mean, we've done this our whole lives kind of thing, and mm-hmm. so you just learn your time management and like your priorities, and like the professors have been really helpful in like helping us if we miss class and stuff like that.
Berk, we'll start with you here. How did you get involved in tennis? You're from Sioux Falls, went to Washington High School. Just talk about how you were able to, I guess, get involved in tennis and why you like it so much.
Well, my tennis is kind of a family sport, okay. So like even my dad still plays, and we play sometimes, and he had sisters that played, and he went to Augie too, and my grandparents went to Augie, so and my mom played a little bit, so I guess from a young age, I just kind of got involved in some lessons here and there, and just always played it my whole life, and it's just been something fun with my family.
Caitlin, how about you?
Yeah, kind of the same as Berkeley. It's definitely a family sport. My dad is a high school coach back in Colorado, and so he just loves the game, and my mom does too, and my sister does too, so it's just been fun to start with my family, but then kind of got more competitive as the years went on. So,
how did the recruiting process go for you from being out of state, and how did Coach Kurtz kind of contact you, and how'd that go?
Yeah, there was a girl that went to my high school. Her name is Michelle Wattis, and she came here and played here probably like 4 years before me or so, but my high school coach was like, oh, like, you should go check that school out. I think you'd really like it. Michelle loves it out there. And then coach ended up contacting me, and I came out and really liked it, liked the program and the team, so chose here.
How about you, Berg?
Well, before college, Mark was my coach,
okay,
too.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty easy transition just knowing him before college.
That makes sense. That would be that would be an easy transition for sure.
Yeah.
You guys have the conference tournament coming up this weekend. Just obviously the favorites, but how do you train your mind? I guess, Berkeley, you talked about being mentally tough. There's a target on your back for sure.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys go into this weekend just to stay focused and not kind of get lackadaisical in this run?
I feel like since it's the conference tournament, I think teams always come out playing better than they did in the season just because the stakes are higher and there's kind of just this elevated level of play, and I think that we're all aware of that and we know how much this means.
Yeah.
To like a non-tennis fan or someone who follows the sport, talk about, I guess, the adjustments that you have to make fundamentally just throughout the season. Like, what are some key things that maybe Coach Kurtz always reminds you guys to do and to focus on when you're playing?
I think it definitely starts with doubles for us as a team. We practice that a lot, and just kind of reminding ourselves of the strategies that we need to use, especially in conference and once we get to those tougher matches in the region. But also just focusing on fundamentals like footwork. I don't know.
Yeah, and I feel like our coach will always be like, oh, just make the ball. And we're like, well, yeah, but I think he wants us to be more aware of how we're playing. And if we miss a ball, to think about why we missed it and, like, learn from our mistakes.
Definitely.
When you guys get into conference play and regional play and you have maybe some longer trips in the van or wherever you end up going, there's got to be some, like, bonding and just cool memories that you can kind of look back on that happen, you know, when you're traveling down the road. You guys are both seniors. Are some of those memories or what you're going to like look back on and when you look back at your career at Augustana, and just, or what are those memories that you
remember? Sure. I think a lot of the, I feel like I will remember most like the team members and like kind of our friendships probably more than the matches.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because the matches you kind of like forget.
Yeah.
Like, as bad as that sounds, there's so many matches in the season that they kind of all run together at the end, and you play the same teams every year, and it's just like, wait, what match is that? So, yeah, definitely the friendships. And
you know, past teammates we still keep in contact with.
And there's, speaking of those teammates, you have teammates that are a lot of the time aren't from the United States, like like Corny, who's junior and is one of the best tennis players I've ever seen in my life. talk about playing with her and just – I mean, and how, I guess, how just unique that is to be able to play with a lot of girls who aren't from the United States. You compete against a lot of them, too.
I think we got really lucky with her and Anka. I think they, like, they're both fun personalities. And Corny, we've both known for a little bit longer and have gotten to know her, and she's really fun. And not only on the court, off the court. She's very competitive, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely an experience that I will never forget.
I know, I think, like, when we first heard that we were getting someone from another country, we were all kind of, we didn't know how to take it, but the more that, you know, they've come on the team and we've gotten to know them, they've been super great, and, like, Corny's become one of my best friends, and I've gotten to travel to Poland with her, so
that's
it's
awesome.
Been really nice to get to know them.
How was that experience, and how did you get that opportunity to travel to Poland with Corny?
Well, we just were really great friends, and, like, since I live in Sioux Falls, a couple of the summers she has stayed with me before she goes back home. And so then last year we had said, oh, like, I should just go to Poland with you. And she goes, yeah. And so then we kind of just planned it and did it. So she went home for the summer, and then I met her there, and I was stayed for 2 weeks. And then we came back together before school started.
That's awesome. So she showed you around and everything?
Yeah, we went to a bunch of different cities. I got to stay in her home too. So
that's
awesome. I think it was really fun for her too.
You guys talk about, you know, Coach Kurtz and how competitive he is, and what's it like to play for him? I mean, is he just a goofy guy, like, or any memories or funny stories you can share that won't get you in trouble?
No. He's a really good coach to play for. I think his, like, he's able to laugh on the court and, like, be serious at the same time, which I think is what definitely drew me to, like, this school and this program, was, like, I wanted a competitive atmosphere, but also have
I think I forget that a lot, that this is about having fun too, and I definitely forget that sometimes, but it's a good balance for sure.
Yeah, I think he can be like super goofy and keep things lighthearted, and but then also when it comes down to intense matches, he can keep us focused.
Yeah.
Have you reminded him to apply sunscreen on a regular basis now?
Yeah, I don't think that he'll ever forget sunscreen.
No, he definitely won't.
That was
scarred.
Yeah, I mean he couldn't even like stand up straight.
Yeah. No, he said he had to wear a shirt in the shower.
Oh man, yeah, sunscreen for head coach Mark Kurtz is definitely something that needs to be with him at all times. So you guys are both seniors, like we said, again, talking with Caitlin Schultz and Berkeley Dar here, two student athletes for the Augustana women's tennis team. What's your majors? You guys are graduating this May. Plans or aspirations for after you get the diploma?
Yeah, so I'm graduating with an exercise science degree, and then I'm going to stay here and do the accelerated nursing program at Augie. So I'm excited about that.
What about you, Berk?
Well, my major is biology, and I guess my plan right now is to just go home after graduation and figure something out. I would like to go to grad school, but I think I'd take probably this next year off to figure out exactly what I want to do before applying.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have plenty of time. Don't freak out.
Yeah. That's what everyone's saying.
All right, ladies, anything else you want to add or talk about, or are we all good?
I think we're good.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to thank Emily and Callie from the Augustana women's golf team, as well as Berkeley and Caitlin from the women's tennis team, for joining the Viking Voices podcast sponsored by Hy-Vee. Don't forget, women's golf heads to Smithville, Missouri for the weekend of Friday, April 20th for the NSIC conference tournament, while the women's tennis team heads to Minnetonka, Minnesota for their conference clash. For all the latest information on Augustana athletics and all 19 varsity sports, visit our website at goaugie.com.